on. Accessing.
It appears we are born on a planet. We are born on a planet in a socialization process where words are already in place. Question everything taught to believe.
Question everything taught to believe. What is true? Real.
Question everything taught to believe. Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I? Everyone referred to as self. Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I? Everyone referred to as self. Justice! Justice! What are you thinking?
Revisiting idea about knowledge of self. Self-knowledge. Who am I?
Question everything taught to believe. What is truth? Real? Is the physical world an illusion, existing in a way not perceived with the physical senses? Question everything.
Fail to plan, plan to fail.
Why haven't you learned anything?
But that's okay, I understand you. Now I will, on my own, begin to understand the game. I will begin to understand racism, white supremacy, what it is and exactly how it works. Because I have the intention of producing justice on this planet so that no one is mistreated and those who need the most help get the most help so there can be peace. And once we get that going, we can move forward and think about becoming universal man and universal woman on this planet. But the foundation is going to be that we have now realized that we were shaped and molded so we would not have respect for ourselves. But we're going to change that in rapid order. Because now we're understanding. Now we're understanding. But we are going to be about the business of establishing justice on this planet.
Break the cycle of violence.
Justice. Justice radio station. Social issues app. Mic check. Nice.
Social issues app. Justice.
I believe then that many of our people, many of us, you know, many of us, I'm still struggling every day myself. And I'm over 60 years old. I have been working with this stuff of trying to break the chains of psychological slavery for almost 40 years. And every day I'm still trying to understand how to really get free in a way that I'm not buying someone else's definition of freedom, and in fact going to the universal definitions of freedom, which has to do with the freedom of the spirit, the freedom of the soul, the freedom to somehow be able to reconnect with the divine force from which I and all of us have originated.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check. Check in the mic.
Solidarity.
So how are things?
All is well.
Yeah, give thanks another week, they would say.
Yes.
This is Tahuti Martin.
Miss Lady. Identified as truth seeker, finder, producing justice, no one mistreated, so-called white and black.
Yeah, so I had so many things I wanted to talk about, but it's like, whoa.
I can imagine.
And so it's like, I just have to say, well, amen. Clear your register.
Yes, welcome.
So, it's almost like I was looking at some of the things that was talked about or being talked about on the different shows, the listening to the different hosts,
stations,
on different stations,
networks.
Because I wanted to think, gosh, you know, what really is still happening? Because it's almost like, what should be the fight that we're fighting? Because, you know, I was coming on to talk about freedom,
mental liberation.
But somehow it seemed like, wow, you know, what's really going on? So, Miss Lady, had anything to say on the point? Meanwhile,
yes,
technical navigating here.
Yes, and thanks for that, Justice. Thank you, everyone, being here. Conversation expressed by what Justice is saying and what's being seen is a ball of confusion. What should the conversation be? And is it all right for everyone to have the same topics, destiny, goal? I know for so long, everyone, most people have been talking about uniting, and recently, not just so-called non-white people, but you hear so-called white people talking about uniting, and most who are speaking about this, not looking at that divisive political party and strategy that many of us are caught up in, because we're told that's what we're supposed to do and be about. However, are we given the goal of the nation? And I put quotes because are we a nation? How do you define a nation? Well, I know compensatory would be no one mistreated. Yes, an environment where no one is mistreated. And you know, you just ask, how are things? Responding, all is well. However, will everyone agree that an environment where the individual guarantees that no one is mistreated, including the individual, will be better than what we have, what we've been taught to pursue? And I say taught to pursue because it appears that we are born in a planet, on a planet, into an environment where identities are already in place for the little innocent babe that I know for so long many aren't aware of the whole process of being an individual in charge of this little infant. I hear that because of the social process and classification of all individuals, it appears that there's mistreatment going on, everyone included, participating and or being a victim, 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 victim. So let's counter this.
And of course, some individuals and some still looking at the idea of people who call themselves non-white, black, people of color. Not everybody necessarily identify with this victim idea. So we still have to be conscious of that in terms of using that definition.
Yes.
Or you might have to explain why you're using that term.
Yes, and the other side of that for me is participant. A participant, a participant, and a victim in supporting an unjust environment. Hmm. But now, with the knowledge, experience, I'm using everything possible to produce the best possible method of producing a socialization process where no one is mistreated. Mm. The individual guarantees no one is mistreated. Mm. And that's the key to that unity clause that's thrown around.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Have to have a code, and it has to be independent.
Mm. And then that's still a new thought also being expressed, looking at the traditional understanding of unity in terms of the approach. We was basically brick and mortar.
Yes.
In terms of organizations.
Correct.
But the idea of United Independent Code System concept by Neely Fuller Jr., which I myself is a supporter of.
Yes.
It would say the code is something that we've never really tried and had and necessarily thought about in the approach in talking about organization. How can we unite independently? And I would think that that would be and a thing that's being looked for. It don't have to be, to me, even the code of Neely Fuller Jr., or you have to even be a supporter, but what's the different ideas that's coming forth to help that process of creating that solidarity? Because I think we've talked about economics before, and I think we've talked about politics. If anything, the politics is the one I still think that folks is hang up on. Because even today I was experiencing a lot of conversation, and it still went back to Trump. And I'm thinking, well, how is that possible? Because we're talking about liberating freedom, period. From the United Independent Court System, say, from a prison system. Global system that we're all somehow born into. Didn't have anything to do with it. We're all, in a sense, just reacting.
Going along.
Reacting.
Knowingly or not.
But we're also talking about ourselves, who is recognizing it and not necessarily going along and trying to bring the attention also of not going along.
Yes.
As an antidote. But can we use a code? Or what's your mechanism? Shouldn't we be having something?
Yes.
So this is the offer. I'm still fascinated about that. Enough individual isn't really talking about freedom, liberty, justice. Even those words, it seem like just because it hasn't been lived, that doesn't mean it's not something we should be aspiring to make sure that exists. But it doesn't seem like that's still the talk. Freedom, justice for everyone, that is. We might even latest issue pick out Haiti. But we need it for everybody. It can't be a special group.
That's the only way. That's the only way that the problem, no major problem, think about this one, can be solved, everyone, until we recognize and resolve the falsified identity being given to each and every one.
Very good point. Very good point. Is that true? Because remember, again, we're saying the show is centered upon truth, the idea of using truth in a manner to produce correctness. In fact, we're looking at absolute truth of our identity here and was given certain pointers of why we think that's the dirty secret, the falsification of our identity. Because, again, if that's realized, I don't think the same kind of conversation should be going on that we're having. Still seem the kind of division and gossip and hating on each other, which the codes say shouldn't be happening, by the way. That's so, it's like, what is really being understood? You know,
yes.
not talking about anybody particular, we're
no,
just
but looking
at certain observations.
Yes.
And
here.
How, again, we can nip it in the bud, because what's the issue?
Yes.
What's the issue?
2021.
That we're even talking about against this leader and against this so-called leader, and forget that we're all still prisoners of war.
In the bottom of a slave ship.
So again, if somebody get a bigger piece of bread, so?
Or promotion. So, but we're still in a deceptive, falsified identity.
And until that's kind of addressed,
it'll be this way.
And the idea that we were talking about the last several podcast points was a metaphysical has to precede any kind of liberation.
Change, unity.
You know, genuinely.
Yes.
Because that's why we was even coined in the phrase, we have to take things to the head much more seriously. And when we're saying that, our ideas, philosophy of freedom and liberation, it still seems casual. You notice?
Listen, two sides of the coin. The non-white individual, since the history we've been told, we either fight to be free, liberated, and or fight to be integrated.
Interesting. That reminds me too of the dualness of how the mind thinks.
That mind, yes.
You know, the mind-body, right?
Yes, with
Him, content. Her. Him, her.
Yes. Falsified content. Perspective.
And different fantasies that's been taught from early childhood. But these are things that I don't hear enough of the conversation, because remember, we're the way we are based on certain conditioning
and beliefs.
Conditioning that went on that yes. gave you beliefs.
Yes.
But it seems like we don't address it, because we're saying that the infighting also that's going on.
Yes.
And criticizing. Remember, so that's pointing happening fingers. With the whites. So-called whites. The same thing is kind of happening.
Yes.
How ironic.
Yes. Same conversation by two different so-called groups of individuals.
Yeah. Historical enemies too. These other folks is just, as you're saying, muddle.
Yes, matter of
Let
fact,
the truth be told.
They're infighting. And we all are in our own groups. How about that?
Yeah, that's how it worked out.
Yes.
But we're saying the so-called whites who has the power and control, mm-hmm. is their infighting has brought us here.
Yes, yes.
Because listen to this, came to mind. We're talking about, or they're talking about, Democrats, that is, whites. Talking about socialism. Talking about communism. Talking about all kinds of isms.
Yes.
Including. And then we're saying the infighting comes down the other side with their own so-called conservative whites. Working to say no, they want to to keep a conservative system in place. Where we're talking about still freedom, justice, and equality. Which failed to somehow hone up to we ain't really lived any of that. But besides that, we're saying look at that infighting that's going on. Boom, boom, boom. Now back to the so-called Negro, Black,
African-Americans.
What are they talking about? I'm checking, wow, the same half a dozen issue that the same whites are squabbling and fighting about. Should we have ID to vote? Should we be getting time off work and having money to support us in the meantime? COVID, of course, the big one. Should we get the vaccine? Shouldn't we? The pros and cons. Biden and the border. The Haiti jump in there, because I don't think they were talking about the border before the Haiti.
Mm-hmm. No.
So it's a kind of interesting twist in the mix. Now everybody's all of a sudden is collecting for Haiti. Not that they shouldn't react in emotion, but it's not like they've really, it's not like they're talking about anything else in terms of even freedom and liberty. I can understand your critiquing, because we do that too, the issues that's of the day that they're talking about. We're talking about liberation and freedom and this social communism and these different isms that is being proposed. How is that being received? Do you hear anything about that?
Nothing.
The society's been taken and twisted and have us right in the middle of it. Same
responding,
way, without any
reacting.
Any kind of, again, liberation.
None. Justice.
So, once again, you could imagine we're going to be at the bottom of it all again.
You know, oh yes. That's what it looks as if will happen when we're not addressing, and I say we loosely, because it's an individual awareness that's needed.
Yes, ultimately. But you know, that I remember that I was like saying a seed was planted a long time ago, that there's a we and liberation
yes.
will one day
solidarity
be there
yes.
for everybody.
Yes, and that's still a vision. It's a vision, but in order for that vision to happen in light of so-called history and mm-hmm. politics mm-hmm. and miseducation of everyone,
yes,
there has to be a compensatory code. Mm-hmm. And I say compensatory to compensate for what's missing.
And the idea of taking it to the head, that a
focus.
Metaphysics can even
yes.
proceed.
Concentration, yes.
In a sense, has to proceed, because we're talking about what type of philosophy and ideology,
and
psychology, and values we're going to now implement
yes.
based on history, politics, and miseducation of everyone.
Yes, and the values now and the ideology.
Right, the psychology that exists now.
You have
because
to
Because obviously
it.
We have to replace it.
Very good. Yes.
And then we're just saying to repeat that thought, the psychology and the ideology.
Yes.
That has to, in a sense, proceed. Even looking at the thought of a compensatory code.
Yes. And that's why it's such a great time to be now.
Right.
Because we have, thank you, Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., we have a compensatory code. As a matter of fact, code is something that works.
Yes,
and looking at the situation now, we need compensatory. I still say we because solidarity is on my mind. Mm. But a compensatory code is actually giving the opportunity for each individual, along with JusticeRadioStation.com, to begin to look at oneself as the individual who will independently use the compensatory code for constructive thought, speech, and action. Mm. So we can have that unity.
Right. And like the sister said, as an individual, all on your own.
All on my own. That's right.
You have to understand that
Yes.
thing.
That we were made to think and disrespect ourselves and each other.
But
we
said,
ending that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
right
you're saying,
now.
Though, can we do it unless we implement a code and use metaphysics?
Yes.
To
this
even
is the
help
process.
Proceed. You could say the code is represents also that liberation.
Yes, yes, mental liberation. You need a compensatory code
right.
because of the falsified identity. And I'm saying this because the thought, speech, and action, in addition to everything that everyone is doing, you're thinking, finishing the basic initial unfinished business among people of the known universe. And it's that falsified identity of race. Yes, taking the natural look of an individual and deciding to classify one and make it a law that you must be mistreated. And now, all of a sudden, with integration, it's supposed to all be all right. But no, JusticeRadioStation.com contribution is to look at mental liberation, compensatory code, to actually be able to realize that identity and how one has been thinking, the thought pattern, the content. It has to be self awareness. As a matter of fact, psychotherapy. That's individual self-help. Don't let it be a idea that, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with psychotherapy, or I have to run out and get someone else. There's enough information just by looking at Brother Neely, looking at Sister Frances, looking at Dr. Amos Wilson and others for the individual, you, the individual, to now begin to take it personally, in your long-term goals include independent study. Become familiar with the term metaphysics. Definitely producejustice.com. And information, you'll be surprised that you have questions about. You will find answers to JusticeRadioStation.com. Check it out. And you'll be looking at self-help management. That's where it's at. To unite, finally.
Liberation. Yeah. Using, as you say, that a code for thought, speech, and action. Remember, we're saying and doing in all the different areas of people activity every day. So then you could imagine doing and saying the best possible thing possible, producing correctness and justice as that individual we're talking about.
Yes, and then we will be able to grow up, not be children any longer. Yes, won't be children any longer, so-called white and black.
Check it out, because I'm still surprised that no one else is still looking and talking about using the code as a tool to still mentally liberate us from the psychology of exploitation, dominating, and control. It almost goes together, one, two, and of course we're looking at it compensatorily, so we're using universal laws as a way to go. We're not looking at just man-made
beliefs.
Right. So, see if you can still reflect, though, in a little bit of what we're saying and trying to say. Because isn't it the same thought? What is the fight in this time should be the fight?
Self-help management.
JusticeRadioStation.com. Miss Lady?
Yes, yes. Welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you. JusticeRadioStation.com. That was nice.
Yes.
What do you say, Miss Lady?
I say yes.
It kind of depict the time and the idea that we're saying it has to be deeper than just the surface that we might think that we need to
make this happen.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, we work out. So, you know how it is to, like, take it to another level and thing?
Yes.
In terms of the idea, taking it to the head?
Concentration, focus.
Right. On the idea of study, right?
Yes.
And we're saying, if you want love and you want to live forever, you got to be
love
it.
One, yes, yes.
You
got to
be it. Yeah, be it.
Yes, be love, be truth.
If
because
you want
that's
that.
The identity that's falsified, our identity.
Right.
And it's then, everything but.
And then now, the idea today, I was listening to Shechem, and something jumped out on me in terms of, again, identity. And if you're identifying with conscious, and he was even asking, are you conscious?
Yes.
Of being conscious?
Correct.
Beautiful.
It is
so
to
it's
remember.
Like again identifying with
remember the object of study
and the consciousness.
Yes.
I
isn't
thought,
that wonderful?
That was brilliant.
Remembering that, hearing it, remembering it, yes.
Yeah.
And this is what is being said to you. Yes, you, the individual. All there is. Psychotherapy, self-help management. That's right. And self-help management.
And then remember, we're here Fridays.
8 p.m. Mountain, 10 Eastern. I just love that idea of looking at the time zones and looking at existence and looking at relative reality. Because the time zones are about relative reality, everyone. So we are
insight.
Now, yes, looking at existence, looking
right.
at what's relative and what's absolute.
And looking at the idea of all spiritual understanding always gravitated and taught individuals to gravitate towards more subtle in
yes.
terms of existence versus gross.
Yes, yes dense.
Get
which
it?
Is what you see, yes, limited senses.
Right, temporary.
This, yes, it is.
Right, versus again, as you're saying, absolute, eternal, complete.
That's all there is.
Infinite.
Imagine that.
Immortal.
Be is, that.
Isn't that what we think of ourselves?
Yes.
To really be?
Yes, even in the deceptive teachings of misinformation. It's told that the physical body is temporary. Well, they don't say temporary, but we know it does not last forever. And then we're told that there is a spirit that does. So I'm saying, is it here now?
Right. And then the idea of, again, strip yourself back down. What really is left, if not that absolute, infinite, unchanging intelligence that's holding everything together.
Divine consciousness.
And it must be, think about this, who and what
I am is.
JusticeRadioStation.com. So again, we wanted to play another message in the music.
Yes, do that.
JusticeRadioStation.com. Fighting the right fight in this time.
Yes, based on the...
thoughts will be few. Through the visions that's in me, I can see clearly.
Wow, just remind me of the conversation we was hearing earlier about getting certain supplies to help the Asian at the border. But again, it's not about freedom and liberation. It's still again how we're going to get them to acclimate and get help.
Into this,
like the Afghans. Like how they're talking about the Afghan.
Yes.
How they need things to adjust to their new surroundings.
Just one big con game.
But we're not talking about... Yeah. So we kind of want to say that's how the show
will be.
Yeah, for tonight, you could say, in relationship to, again, how much can be said in context
to mental liberation.
The importance of that.
Yes.
And realizing that we don't have it and we're talking still like we're
somewhere else.
Yeah, and really got it together. You know, and if people don't do what we're saying, it's going to be fire and brimstone or something.
So it's being said here and now that in addition to your avenue of revolting or changing, including your independent study, mental liberation, remember that your identity is being falsified just by that false race classification tool. So as long as you keep trying to be white or keep trying to be black, you're going to fall short.
And also hating of different personalities might be holding you back.
And their thoughts. So you're thinking about their thoughts and what do you call it? Evaluating their thoughts and responding to what someone else said.
Yeah, and still missing again right in front of you. Again, do you understand the people who you're following, where they're coming from? Are you looking at their shortcomings or don't they have any?
And where you are, that's actually being constructed by that psychology because it's a game to be remember when someone told you something about something and you listened tentatively, you were really in attention and you were thinking, yes, I understand. And then the person turns around and say to you, psych.
Is that what's happening?
That is exactly what's happening. It's a psych. It's psychology that's being manifested into this economy, sociology, the education system. Everything is actually, we're being psyched out with the false identity about everything,
about
this race, about this human. Come on.
Identity,
about what happens
overall.
After. Mm-hmm. About this heaven and hell.
Mm.
That's a big thing.
God and the devil.
Yes. So we're, what I notice, what's being noticed, I should say correctly, what's being noticed is that most individuals are actually working to solve their problem, confront issues using the same psychology that falsified our thoughts, speech, and action. So until one begin to question everything taught to believe, then the content and the method that's being used to address what we think, what one might think is oppression, it's going to be a going in circles.
Tired methods.
Yeah, same tired methods of protest and reform, not revolution, not changing.
So wage guerrilla warfare on their mind, on the past.
Yes. And
right.
That's another thing that's been keeping everything stagnant. All right.
So, after that, see you later.
Listen. Welcome. Yes, you, the individual. Three things to know: strengthening public relations,
producing environment no one mistreated, white and black. For this to happen,
listen. Call 8 p.m. Mountain Time, Fridays, JusticeRadioStation.com. One word, JusticeRadioStation.com.